Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Please be sure that you read through all the announcements that are in the church bulletin. There are a number of things that are going on this fall. Just a couple of things to highlight. One is that on Thursday, there will be a flu shot clinic here at the church, and it's a drive-through clinic, and it'll be over here by the elevator parking lot. There's more information in the bulletin about that. And then also, too, coming up the first weekend in November, Saturday and Sunday, November 1st and 2nd, the Bethlehem families will be back again with their wood carvings. And there is quite a bit of information in the bulletin about that event as well then, too. So does anybody else have other announcements that need to be made? Then I invite you to rise as we open with our opening hymn, "This Is My Father's World." Holy is the Lord, the Almighty.
He is, and he is to come.
He is worthy of glory and honor and power.
He created all things, by his will they came to be.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain.
Worthy to take the scroll and break the seals.
By his blood he purchased for God. Christ made of them a kingdom, and they shall reign on earth forever.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. I confess to God Almighty, before the whole company of heaven, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned in thought, word, and deed, by my fault, by my own fault, by my own most grievous fault. Wherefore I pray God Almighty to have mercy on me, forgive me all my sins, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you pardon, forgiveness, and remission of all your sins.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
O Lord, sustain your church with your perpetual mercy. Without you, in our weakness, we will surely fail. Therefore, keep us ever by your help from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
We sing the hymn, Make Me a Servant, and we'll sing through it two times. You may be seated.
The first lesson is taken from Ruth, chapter 1, verses 1 through 19. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem in Judah. They went into the country of Moab and remained there. But Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her two sons. These took Moabite wives. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. They lived there about 10 years, and both Mahlon and Chilion died, so that the woman was left without her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law to return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the fields of Moab that the Lord had visited his people and given them food. So she set out from the place where she was with her two daughters-in-law, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. But Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each of you to her mother's house. May the Lord deal with you kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, "No, we will return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Have I yet sons in my womb, that they may become your husbands? Turn back, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, even if I should have a husband this night and should bear sons, would you therefore wait till they were grown? Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, for it is exceedingly bitter to me for your sake that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me." Then they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts me from you. And when Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more. So the two of them went on until they came to Bethlehem. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 111. We will read it responsibly. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever.
He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful.
He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever.
He has shown his people the power of his works, and given them the inheritance of nations.
The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have been ashamed. His praise endures forever.
The second reading is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 13. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hardworking farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say. For the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance, and he lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Rise and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Good morning. Hopefully everybody's having a good week. Y'all can have a seat. I'm going to stand up for a while because I'm going to do something as you come up today. And I'm going to do it as I talk with you, okay? All right, I want everybody to hold their hand out like that, with palm facing down, okay? All right, and I'm going to do this to you. And while I'm doing it, I got a question for you. Have any of y'all ever had chicken pox? You know what chicken pox is? What is it? You get little bubbles all over in your skin, right? And it's a skin disease. And you're not supposed to scratch it, because if you scratch those little bubbles and they burst, then they might leave a little spot behind after it's over. And that's kind of the interesting thing about chicken pox, is it goes away. After about a week, you may get better. And all those things go away, but you can't scratch. And it's really hard because they're kind of itchy. All right? But it does go away. Okay, you want one? There we go. Everybody's got one now, right? Now you got a mark on there. Unfortunately, the guy in our story today, the man in our story, didn't have this type of thing. He had a disease called leprosy. And that was kind of even worse than chicken pox, because it would just kind of eat at your skin. And it was very contagious, so people didn't want to get, I wouldn't even want to get this close to you if you had leprosy. Okay? Because I might get it. And here's the thing about that. Chickenpox goes away, but leprosy doesn't. Once you get it, you got it. You got it until you die. And it's ugly because it just eats at the skin and eats at the skin, and you get ugly looking, and you, like I said, people don't want to get near you because they might get it. And we have a man, we had 10 men that had that. And Jesus comes up on them. And he heals them. And they all go away, all 10 go away, but one of them decides to come back. And he wants to give thanks to Jesus for getting rid of that terrible disease. Because now his skin is well again. So what kind of stamp did I put on your hand? A cross. This is going to go away today. Eventually it's going to wear off, or you're going to wash your hands and your stamp is going to go away. But as you wash your hands, or as you're wiping it off, I want you to remember that this cross is important, because Jesus had the power to heal that leprosy, that leper man, but he also has the power to take away our sins too. So when you wash that cross off and you see that cross, remember that he has the power to wash our sins away too and help us. And I want you to be like that one that came back. Don't forget to say thank you for that, for Jesus coming and taking away all the spots off our skin and all the spots off our heart, our sins. Okay? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for healing those 10 men. And thank you, dear Lord, for giving us the story of the one who came back, so that we can remember to always give thanks to you, that through your life, death, and resurrection, all our sins are washed away too. And we ask all these things in your name. Amen. Have a good day. And don't forget, when it washes off,
grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There once was a man who worked at a zoo, and part of his job was to transport animals. And sometimes he would travel in different places. Sometimes he would go through the city where his brother and his brother's family lived, and he would stop by. His brother's kids would enjoy seeing the animals that he had with him, and they'd enjoy the visit. Well, one such time he was traveling and he stopped by his brother's house. And so the family wasn't all that surprised that this time he had with him an alligator. And so the kids were fascinated with it, and they got it settled in the bathtub in the house, and then they went out to eat. Well, what they had forgotten, what the family had forgotten, that their once every 2 week maid came in to clean the house on that day. So when they got home from going out to eat, they found a note. And the note said, "I'm sorry your house is still dirty, but I quit. I will not work for a family that keeps an alligator in the bathtub. And I'm sorry I didn't mention this before, but the subject never came up." In our gospel lesson today, we hear that story once again of Jesus cleansing 10 people, or healing 10 lepers, and one comes back. And he asks the question, "Where are the other 9? And I guess for them, the question never came up to come back and give worship to God. That subject just didn't come up. They were out to do something else. Again, like Terry mentioned, leprosy in that day and time was a terrible disease. There was no cure for it. But a lot of times in the Bible, when it says leprosy, there could be other diseases as well. Any other kind of skin disease, sometimes they would call leprosy as well. And some of those diseases may have cleared up. Like you mentioned, chickenpox, you know, that goes away after a short time. But with leprosy then, they had to show themselves to the priest, and the priest says, "You are a leper. You have to get out of society. You can no longer be a part of the society because it can be contagious. Other people didn't want to be it. Also, too, then, you were declared unclean. You were looked upon as being a sinner. God gave you this disease because you were bad, because you had sinned. You had done something awful, and so you are cast out of society, no longer a part of it." Many of the lepers did live in colonies. They lived together where they could support one another. Sometimes when they would come into town, because they did need supplies, they would have to ring a little bell to let everybody know that lepers are in town, and they also had to shout out, "Leper, I am a leper." That way people would know to stay back, and people would shout at them to stay back, and sometimes people would even throw rocks at them just to keep them away. Because again, the people looked upon the lepers as being sinful people, as being evil people, people who are being punished by God. So there was no compassion for these people. They were cast out. Here in this gospel, Jesus says, "Where are the other 9? Because Jesus healed all of them. Jesus healed all 10 people. And it doesn't say that Jesus took away that gift of healing from them. They were still made clean. You know, the Bible says that it rains on the good and the evil. The sun shines on the good and the evil. Jesus did not take away the blessing that he gave to the other 9. They were still healed. Now, in order for them to be declared clean, in order to come back into society, they would have to go through a ritual. And it was 8 days long. The ritual itself was 8 days long. It was very involved. I think it had 2 live birds, a ewe, cedar wood, hyssop, water, blood, olive oil, and maybe some other things as well then too. And it was an elaborate ceremony that they went through. In ancient times before this, when it first was started, it was actually a beautiful service because it was not only giving thanks to God for the healing that took place for this to be to happen, but it was also an opportunity to celebrate with that person that they are rejoining the community once more. But by the time it came in Jesus' time then, that celebration, that thankfulness, that worship of God kind of got lost in all the rituals that had to take place. And so these 10 lepers, so Jesus asked the question, "Where are the other 9? Well, that's where they were. they were going back to the priest to get together for that ritual that had to take place over 8 days. And they were anxious to get back to home, get back to their families. And so that whole idea of returning back to Jesus, the one who brought them healing, that subject never came up. They just didn't think about it at that time. So we too can ask that question, where are the other nine? In our congregation, we have somewhere between 900 and 1,000 people. And as you look around, we have, I'm estimating, probably about 130 people here this morning. Last night, we had about 30 or 31, 35 in worship last week. And so here we are with about 160 people in worship this weekend. And we have membership of close to 1,000 people. So where are the other 700 or 800 people? Well, some are sick. Some are not feeling well this weekend. And they do need to stay home. They need to take care of themselves. And if they have something that is contagious, it's the best thing that they do stay at home so that they do not spread it amongst everybody else. There may be people taking care of those who are sick. There are those who are homebound and their caregivers. There may be a few people in the hospital. I do know that we do have one person in military service in active duty. There are some who are obligated to work such as the medical profession or those that are first responders that are on call or on duty. But again, where are the other 700 or 800 people? They too, I think, are the subject of coming to worship never came up. They're involved with so much other stuff. They're interested in their own rituals. Maybe it's sleeping late. Maybe it's nursing a hangover. Maybe it's just doing a few chores around the house, or maybe a few things that they want to catch up with. Now, there may be some people who are normally here, but they are traveling this weekend. They had a family celebration going on, such as an anniversary or wedding that they needed to attend out of town. Or maybe this was just the weekend that they were going to go and take some vacation time. But again, there are so many people who could be here. It's interesting then, too, what Jesus tells the one who came back. He remembered. This one who came back remembered that Jesus is the one. He recognized Jesus as the one who healed him. And he came back and he fell at his feet and he gave worship to Jesus. And Jesus tells him, rise and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. You know, throughout the United States, I think the latest polls that I saw, Gallup polls that I saw about Christian worship, is that on a given Sunday, or people claim that they come to worship every Sunday or just about every Sunday, 21%. 21% of the people surveyed say they come to church on a regular basis like that. Another 9% said they come occasionally to worship. So about 30 people are here on a somewhat regular basis here in the United States. And so we look out through the United States, and where are the other 70%? Jesus tells this man who comes back, he says, rise and go on your way, your faith has made you well. That mission field is wide open. It's wide open throughout the world. It's wide open through in our country. It's wide open in our community. It's wide open even in our congregation. That mission field is there. To rise and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. We come to worship to hear God's word. We come to worship to be healed. We are healed by hearing this word, the words of grace that Jesus gives us his healing. He gives us his grace. We receive the sacraments here in worship. We hear that promise of forgiveness. We hear that promise of eternal life. We are healed. We come to worship and we also talk with one another. Some of us may be celebrating, maybe having something great that happened this week. Maybe a promotion, maybe a birth in the family. Maybe just good news. Others are hurting. They've had loved ones who are sick, loved ones who have died. And so we come together and we listen to one another. We share our stories with one another, either joining in the celebration of people or also joining in the grief or the hurt and the pain of the other people who are here. We lift one another up, just as Jesus lifted these men up in their healing, brought them back into society. We are here today because Christ heals us. He brings us here. You know, the sun shines on the good and the bad, and rain comes for the good and the evil. The blessings of God are for everyone. If you look around at our society, those who are in basically the same class of economic class fare about the same. Like I said, 30% may be going to worship on a regular basis, 70% are not, but we all fare about the same. But yet, there are still extra blessings to be had. And that is to remember that Christ is the one who heals us. Christ is the one who brings us back to God. We receive those blessings by hearing and sharing our faith. Go on your way. Your faith has made you well. Amen. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing our hymn for the day, Glorify Thy Name. In Christ, you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate.
He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. For the Church, the world, and all people, let us pray to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Loving Father, give to your church the faithful love for you and for one another that Ruth and Naomi had. Give it faith as the thankful worship of the Samaritan leper. Grant it the bold and truthful witness of Paul and Timothy. Use your church to show your goodness toward those who fear you. Lord, in your mercy. Help us to remember, defend, assist, and walk with Christians who are persecuted for their faith in Jesus. Let their faith, hope, and love be a shining witness in places of spiritual darkness. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our world, broken by evil and bruised by violence. By your Spirit, cause all of us to love your word and seek to obey your commandments. Give wisdom, integrity, and common sense to our elected and appointed leaders. Guide all who are entrusted with authority in government, commerce, education, and whatever else affects your people in their daily lives. Lord, in your mercy. Be gracious and merciful to widows and widowers, to the chronically ill and marginalized, to all who are embittered by loss and grief. Help us to walk with them, encourage them, and show them kindness and understanding. Today we lift up before you the needs of Lynn McGurra, Nick Picard, Elaine Molina, Carlton Bolting, Rosa Harden, Joe Barnes, Janet Lemke, Sue Hamill, Jordan Peterson, Kendall Sandage family, Sean McNabb, B. McNabb, and Lord, we ask that you may send rain to water the earth. Lord, in your mercy. Most holy and blessed Father, bring your perfect, eternal healing to all who have died trusting in your promises. Comfort all who mourn. Give us devoted friendship, diligent service, and grateful hearts. For Jesus' sake, deliver us from evil and forgive us our sins. Heal us in body, soul, mind, and heart, so with our whole being we may love and praise you eternally in the company of everyone you have redeemed. Lord, in your mercy. In the power of the Holy Spirit, we entrust our prayers and petitions into your hands, gracious Father, for the sake of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue with the offering. You may be seated. Let us pray. Wise and gracious God, receive the labor of our hands, these gifts of money, bread, and wine, along with the offering of our lives. Nourish us with the life of your Son, that we might be his body in the world, making known your abundant mercy in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Come, taste and see that the Lord is good.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with spiritual food, the body and blood of Christ. All who come to you will not hunger. All who believe in you will not thirst. Empowered by this sacrament, send us back into the world to do the work you have given us to do, to share the gospel and be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace.
Amen.
Our closing hymn, "Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee."
Thank you.
As you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness, be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. As you leave, you are invited to share the peace of the Lord with those around you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Amen.